Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your word. We just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for us. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch every person that's listening tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank all of you for being here tonight. I am blessed to be at a grace group gathering tonight. And we had a great time. We were talking about the armor of God, putting on the armor of God. And guess what? We saw a miracle. We saw a young lady get saved, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of her life. And I want you to know that that is the most important thing in the world, is that people are saved. People are born again. I just want you to have words. How exciting it is to see what God has done tonight.
We are very excited tonight because we are sharing the word of God. And mainly today we have a great victory because there is this young lady, she is my blood cousin. She accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. And praise that, praise God for that, because that's a great victory in the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Say it in Spanish.
Y esta, quiero dar gracias a Dios por la oportunidad que tenemos de juntarnos en el nombre de Jesús en esta noche en uno de los grupos de nuestra iglesia. Y lo que es mejor, por la oportunidad que tiene una de mis primas de haber aceptado al Señor Jesucristo como su único Salvador. Ahora ella es libre de toda atadura del enemigo, de pecado, y es libre para honrar y glorificar el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. Y gloria al Señor por esa gran victoria en esta noche.
Amen. We saw the miracle of God. We saw a young lady that was bound by problems, and then we saw a young lady accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And she gave everything to him, right? Amen. Because God is good. He wants us to accept his promises. All of those promises belong to us. As I was saying earlier, that if you're broke and somebody, you know, access your account and say put $1 million in your account, and you don't know the PIN number, you don't know the account number, you're still broke. Even though it's your money, but you can't access it. You can't go to the store and buy anything with money you can't access. And that's like the promises of God. God has given us these promises, these mighty promises. And I want to learn how to access them.
Me too.
Amen. I want to learn how to access my healing. I want to learn how to access, he says he's able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Exactly.
What do you think about that? I mean, the power. We're talking about God giving us everything. The richest man in the world. Do you know the richest man in the world was Adam? He had access to everything that God made, except one tree. Nobody else in the Bible can claim that. Solomon wasn't rich as Adam. Adam was in charge of the whole universe. Guess what? That whole universe still belongs to us now because Jesus went to the cross. And he took it back from the devil. He says, all power. How much is all?
Everything.
All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so he gives us that power, that authority. So wherever God is, there's authority. His authority. Since God lives inside of you now, you are the temple of God.
desde que Dios vive dentro de ti ahora. Tú eres un templo del Espíritu Santo.
You are the temple of God. So wherever you go, the very presence of God is there.
Eres el templo de Dios, donde quiera que tú vayas.
Just think, you came from the temple of Satan to the temple of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good news, isn't it? I mean, just that quick. I mean, that's how quick it is. As quick as me. One breath going out. You
ahora,
can't. Go ahead.
Ahora lo que tú recibiste hoy en esta noche, lo puedes dar gratis a todos aquellos con los cuales tú vengas en contacto. Gratis.
Faster than the speed of light.
Más rápido que la velocidad.
That's how quick it is once you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to save you. He wanted to save you.
Dios quería que hoy fuera salva. Y tus bendiciones vienen a ti más rápido que la velocidad.
Before the foundation of the world, he already knew he was going to save you today.
Tenías una cita en esta noche, les decía.
You had an appointment with God today. Amen. And you know what? You had to be here at this time because God had already set an appointment with you. Isn't that good news? You just thought you had to be somewhere else.
Tú quizás pudieras pensar.
Amen. God is blessing you.
Dios está bendiciendo.
We just pray for you right now that the glory of God, the healing of your body, the healing of everything right now in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus right now, by the authority of Jesus right now, be healed in Jesus' name and receive everything that God has for you right now. Just open your heart. Just like opening the door.
Tu corazón, como simplemente abrir una puerta.
Just like opening the door. I just open the door and let him come and bless you with all spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Today you came in empty. Now you leave full.
En esta noche viniste vacía y ahora estás llena.
Amen. It's God. I mean, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We didn't even plan this here at all. I was supposed to be home by the time we did this, but God wanted us to do it here. Isn't that
something?
We get to celebrate your birth.
Hoy es tu nacimiento nuevo en Cristo. Eres una bebé.
Amen. We get to celebrate. Today is your birthday.
Yep.
In the kingdom of God.
Yes, ma'am. Hoy es tu nacimiento en el reino de Dios.
And I believe somebody else out there, because we're reaching all over the world, somebody out there needs to know that today you can accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Today you can call Jesus Lord and believe that God the Father has raised him from the dead. Today you can accept Jesus today, just like this young lady did. She came in here empty. She's leaving full of the Lord Jesus Christ. She didn't know him, but now she knows him because he revealed himself to her. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no one would call Jesus accursed by the Spirit of God, and no one would say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit dealt with you and caused you to accept Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He caused you to accept. Just like the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross.
Como el ladrón en la cruz cuando estaba Cristo crucificado.
When he was on the cross, he saw Jesus, who was on death row with him.
Cuando él vio el ladrón vio a Cristo que estaba en la cruz.
He was on death row. And here was Jesus. Go ahead.
Él iba a morir.
Jesus was beaten, unmerciful.
A Cristo ahí en la cruz lo estaban golpeando sin misericordia.
Couldn't even recognize him.
No se podría reconocer.
But this thief.
Pero este ladrón.
Said, Lord.
Dijo, Dios.
And that's what you said. Lord Jesus.
Dios, Cristo.
And Jesus said, he said, Lord, remember me when you go into your kingdom.
El ladrón le dijo al Señor, acuérdate de mí cuando vayas a tu reino.
And Jesus said, this day.
Y el Cristo le dijo, hoy mismo.
You shall be with me.
Estarás conmigo en el paraíso.
In paradise. That's what he told you. This day.
Es lo que él te dijo. Es lo que él te dijo a ti hoy.
You shall be with him in paradise.
Hoy.
Today you said, Lord Jesus.
En el paraíso cuando lo aceptaste.
He saved you today.
Te ha salvado.
And today you will be with Jesus in paradise.
Sí.
Isn't that good news? You have changed places.
Buenas noticias, ¿verdad?
Sí. Buenas
noticias.
Ooh, isn't that great? That's wonderful.
Maravilloso.
And I know that somebody else needs to accept Jesus Christ. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. God is there because he's omnipresent. And the Holy Spirit is everywhere. And he's already dealing with your heart. It says in John 6:44. Jesus said, no one will come to the Son except the Father who sent the Son draws it. So God is revealing who the Son is. That's what happened to you. God revealed to you. Even though we said it, he revealed it to you.
Dios te reveló a ti que tenías que aceptarlo.
He revealed to you who Jesus was.
Y él, Dios mismo, te ha revelado quién Cristo es. Quién es Jesucristo.
And all we had to do is just birth you through.
Y todo lo que teníamos nosotros que hacer es ayudarte a orar y a conducirte hacia aceptar a Jesús.
Because you had a hunger to want him.
Solamente porque tú tenías y tienes hambre de Dios.
That's why you're saved. Because God the Father revealed who Jesus Christ was to you. And we just thank God for that. We just thank God for this meeting. You know, I didn't even know what I would get here, but I had to be here. Isn't that amazing?
It was just a divine appointment.
Isn't that amazing?
Era una cita
oh, my
de parte God. De Dios.
Oh, divine appointment. I needed to meet you, see? I had to come see you. Isn't that amazing?
Tenía que venir a conocerte. Era una cita, sin, una cita divina. Y es maravilloso. Porque todos tenemos...
Praise God. It's exciting when we come to God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. It's exciting in any language. Isn't that amazing?
Es excitante porque el Espíritu Santo no tiene lenguaje. En cualquier lenguaje, el Espíritu Santo se comunica. Inglés, español, alemán, indio.
Amen.
The Spirit of Santo te da testimonio.
You see, when you come to this body, it don't matter what aún color así, you are.
Aún así, siente un...
There's not a black church. There's not a white church. There's not a brown church. There's a Jesus church.
No hay una iglesia de negritos, ni de blancos, ni de mexicanos. Es una iglesia del Señor Jesucristo.
Only Jesus can save us. We don't have a denomination, we have a Jesus. Not only your name is not written on a church roll, but it's written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Tu nombre no estará solo escrito en una iglesia, sino estará escrito en el libro de la
vida. Amen. Isn't that good news? That is good news. I mean, just think about that thief on the cross. He never took the Lord's Supper. He never got baptized. He never joined the church.
Nomás piensa en el ladrón que estaba siendo crucificado con Jesucristo. Nunca fue a la iglesia, nunca aceptó al Señor, nunca ayunaba o oraba quizás, pero allí él le dijo al Señor, acuérdate de mí cuando estés en la gloria. Y el Señor le dijo, hoy mismo estarás conmigo.
Sí, qué grande, o sea, qué fuerte que es.
And now you can get baptized. Yeah, you can get baptized, you go to another level. Amen. Go ahead, say it.
Señor, acuérdate.
Amen.
De este pecador. Señor, acuérdate. Cuando estés en tu reino.
Señor, acuérdate. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Have to know who he is, that he loves us, he cares about us.
Amen.
And I thank God for the opportunity to be in your home today.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I believe it's just like in the upper room.
Amen.
When Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait there until you are endued with power. I just feel that power in this house right now.
Amen.
And I believe that's why God gave her that gift tonight.
Yo siento que hay poder en esta casa y eso es gracias a que tú le entregaste tu vida al Señor Jesucristo. El poder de Dios está sobre esta casa y sobre tu cada uno de ellos.
Amen.
I just believe that. I just believe that we were supposed to be here.
Simplemente creemos que todos los que estamos aquí en esta sala se poníamos para ti.
I believe the atmosphere was charged with Jesus
la
atmósfera Christ.
Que tenemos ahorita está cargada de
Dios.
That's what has to happen. We have to get so consumed by the fire of God.
Tenemos que ser consumidos por el Espíritu, el fuego del Espíritu Santo.
That we cannot contain it.
Que no podemos contener ese fuego del Espíritu Santo.
And we cannot control it.
Y no lo podemos controlar.
Then we'll want to be in the presence.
Como sea.
Sí.
Then we'll want to be in the presence of the love of God.
Estar siempre en la presencia del Señor.
Claro.
Amen.
Claro.
Feel the love, don't you? You feel the love.
Amor,
sí, como no.
Oh, what amazing love sets you free.
Maravilloso amor que te ha sentado libre.
Sí.
Te ha hecho libre el amor de Dios.
That love within Jesus.
El amor está en Cristo.
They nailed that love to the cross for us.
Y clavaron ese amor en la cruz cuando crucificaron a Cristo.
They buried that love in a tomb.
Sepultaron ese amor en una tumba.
And that love resurrected.
Y ese amor resucitó al tercer día.
And now we have that love.
Y ahora nosotros lo tenemos.
The love of God.
El amor de Dios.
Lives inside of us.
Vive dentro de nosotros.
In the person of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
En la persona de Cristo Jesús y el Espíritu Santo.
That's why you feel different now.
Por esa misma razón te sientes diferente hoy.
All your sins,
all tus pecados,
have been forgiven.
Perdonado.
You have been set free. The chains have been broken.
Eres libre. Las cadenas han sido reventadas.
You are free.
Eres libre, Leti.
In the name of Jesus,
you are
free. I can see the freedom on your face. That's coming from your heart.
Yep.
You was burdened when you got here, but now you've unloaded that burden. And Jesus has washed it away.
Tenías cargada cuando llegaste a esta casa. Ahora vas a caminar bien, mi querido.
Hallelujah.
Ya voy a empezar menos.
No longer bound. No longer bound. Love has set me free.
El amor de Cristo me ha hecho libre.
Amen. I just thank God tonight for the opportunity to share this with the world.
Amen.
We're sharing this with the world. Blog Talk Radio goes all over the world, Africa, everywhere. And I am glad to share your new birth with the whole world. I'm excited.
Gracias que hemos compartido tu nuevo nacimiento con todo el mundo.
The whole world knows. The whole world knows that you've accepted Jesus. The whole world knows that. Wow, you didn't know you were going to be on radio tonight, huh? Guess what you are? People in Africa know that you've been born again. People in India know that you've been born again. People in China know that you've been born.
People in
all over the world know that tonight you have been born again. Tonight you have been born again. Today's your birthday, isn't it? We could say happy birthday. Well, praise God. This is exciting. I know this is awkward to those who are in the usually help us, but this was a special program tonight. We didn't know this was going to happen. I was supposed to be at home by now, but God didn't want me to be at home by now because we're already where we ought to be. We were predestined to be here. We were predestined. The time had to lapse so we could be here and get on the air, so we could just rejoice in what God is doing in your life. We ought to rejoice with the success of people. There's a great success in your life right now.
Es un gran éxito en tu vida.
And I am so happy. I am happy. I am so happy for you.
Yes.
And I know that there's more people that'll have this same testimony that tonight you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You weren't looking for Jesus. He found you because he wasn't lost. He already knew he was going to save you. And I believe that there are some people in Africa the Lord wants to save. I believe there are some people in India God wants to save. Pakistan. All over the world, I just believe that Jesus Christ is making himself real through believers right now. We are the lights of the world, and we must shine strong in darkness so those in darkness will have a way out. Tonight, my friend got her way out through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one will come to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. In other words, he took our role of sin in order to go to the cross, because death cannot touch righteousness. So he had to have our sins upon him before he could die on the cross. And we took his robe of righteousness so we could bypass the wrath of God. That's good news. And the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God through him. So you took your sins and gave them to Jesus. He took his righteousness and gave them to Jesus.
En otras palabras, tú tomaste todos tus pecados y se los diste a Jesús. Y tú tomaste la justicia de Dios y tú ahora eres una mujer libre.
He set you free with his righteousness. Because we had to have righteousness to get to God.
Tenemos que estar justos y limpios para estar.
We had to be perfect to get to God. We had to be holy to get to God. And Jesus became all of that.
Y Dios te ha dado todo eso.
So we could be born again.
Para poder nacer de nuevo.
And I just think all of you who are listening tonight, we're going to cut this short. We're going to pray. I want you to pray in Spanish as the Lord directs you. And I want you to sing in Spanish too when he gets through praying. Go ahead.
Te damos gracias, Dios, en esta noche por esta oportunidad que nos tienes, que nos has dado, Dios, por las bendiciones que has derramado sobre cada uno de nosotros en esta noche aquí en esta tu casa, Dios mío. Y a todos aquellos que están escuchando, o es tu oportunidad, aquel que está escuchando en español, cualquiera que sea tu necesidad, cualquiera que sea la situación en tu vida, siempre hay una oportunidad porque Dios está a una corta distancia con simplemente hablar directamente con Dios. Dios, ayúdame. Simplemente clama a Él y Él te responderá. Y ahora mismo te damos gracias a Dios por esta oportunidad de llevar este mensaje a todo el mundo en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Aleluya. Aleluya.
Give us a song. A choir.
Dios está aquí, tan cierto como el aire que respiro, tan cierto como la mañana se levanta el sol, tan cierto que cuando le hablo él me puede oír. Y le puedes sentir a tu lado en este mismo instante. Y le puedes sentir muy dentro de tu corazón. Y le puedes sentir en ese problema que tienes. Dios está aquí. Si tú quieres, le puedes sentir. Santo, 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 mi corazón te adora, mi corazón sabe decir. Santo
es. Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight for the opportunity to experience your salvation on my sister. And I want to thank you, Lord, tonight that we all can experience that joy and that peace that she experienced. Because we are just thankful that you made this appointment for us to be here, for all four of us to be here, Lord, so you could come in and set my sister free. Thank you, Father, tonight. And if there is anyone else, Father, that needs to be set free, I pray that you will touch them in the name of Jesus right now. We come against every demonic force right now, and we cast those spirits out in the name of Jesus. And we just love you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you. Good night, and I love you.